Fine.
The PNS exposure.
Should we try to call Big Fatty?
Yeah, let's give him a call.
What time is it there?
It's 8 here, so it's 9 there.
The Caroliners.
Go take me to Caroliners!
To the show!
Carolina Ray.
I heard that! I used to be somebody.
In Charlotte Ray.
In...
The Ray Sisters.
Starring in Ray, the Sun and the Sun.
Yes.
Oh, Ray.
And Ray Charles is here, too.
It's just Sugar Ray Leonard.
Ooh.
And Ray Bradbury.
He thought he was tickling the ivories, and he slapped me in my streusel.
And my aunt, Patricia Ray Jansen.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
So, well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 3345 of the BFO for Wincy the Tooth of December 2020, y'all. Coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I'm going to tell you about my day, and we're going to catch up on some voice letters. Yeah, Big Fatty, you say that all the time. Hello, show otters, Big Fatty. Is that like shot? Show art? Is that a shot? No, not that kind of show art. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, your show otters today, because y'all, I want to start off this month by letting you know that y'all, Big Fatty has a lot of really, really special crema. Artwork, now, so y'all, and you'll be able to tell the difference between the special crema artwork and Big Fatty's crema artwork, because y'all, Miss La La La, La La La, La La La, La La Lauren, up there in the Chicago's, y'all, years ago, she did just wonderful show art for the little show, and y'all, a lot of it is crema artwork. So y'all, every day during the crema season, it's, you know, it's just about 4 weeks, actually not even that much. Go over there to the BFO and check out the really crappy artwork that Big Fatty has done for crema, but mainly go look at how talented, I tell you, Miss La 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 Lauren is. Big Fatty, she's still waiting for that check in the mail. Well, thank you for calling. Yeah, I see y'all, our census today. By the way, y'all, we're going to finish the census before the end of the year. Big Fatty, miracles. It's a season of miracles. Y'all, our census today is from Tom V. He lives elsewhere in the U.S. of A. He's a semi-lurker. What would he change? He says, how am I supposed to remember this? Years of some... No, how long have you been listening? How long? How am I supposed to remember? Years. His favorite segment is the Gentleman Caller Report. Wouldn't change a thing. Never called the voice letter number. Has been to many Pride 48 event. And he says he's never utilized a special chaya. And as far as sharting himself, he y'all, he's very demure. He says, a lady never tells me. Fatty, why didn't he tell?
Thank you.
in on a chilly day in Fatty, because it's true, y'all, it's chilly here. It went down in the 30s, and I think the high on Tuesday was like 48 degrees, and y'all, we're going to go below freezing, and I know some of y'all are going, oh, Big Fatty, that's shorts and t-shirt weather. Yo, speaking of that, y'all, I was on a nipple walk today, and there's this young guy, he had kind of long hair, so of course I had to undress him with my eyes. Big Fatty! But y'all, he had on shorts and flip-flops and a hoodie. And y'all, this is what the young people do. This is how you know you're old. Big Fatty is wrapped up in a hoodie, camisole, long pants. Y'all, I had to wear underpants because my long pants they rub my butthole. Big Fatty, and a stocking cap, and yeah. Anyway, y'all, what was I saying? Anyway, y'all, after I talked to you yesterday, y'all, young Nicholas stopped by to check on the elderly. Y'all, he came in. I sometimes leave the front door unlocked. Y'all, he came in, and I almost had to go and change my underpants. Betty, you only wear underpants when your butthole's been scraped. Well, okay. He came in and we visited for a little bit, and y'all, you know, my crema tree, you know, it's 9 feet tall, and it's underneath, it's just bare. You know, I've got the skirt under there and all, but y'all, I've saved some boxes, a couple of Amazon boxes and a case of wine box, and so y'all, young Nicholas helped me wrap those. Y'all, it's just for decoration to go under the tree, and y'all, it looks real nice, but y'all, I've got to have some more to go under there, so let's see, after he left, what did I do? Y'all, I guess I watched the CBS Evening News with, you know, Miss Nora O'Donnell. And y'all, then I watched the Rat World sing along, and y'all, it was, you know, it was all self promotion and all that kind of stuff, but it was kind of nice to have some crema songs on in the background, and I turned on the sports ball game, and I watched it for a while, and then I guess I crawled in the bed a little bit I guess it was probably about 10:30. And y'all, it was going down in the 30s. I opened up both windows, you know, about 4 inches or so. Big Fatty, is that AOL inches? The actual inches, 4 inches, AOL inches is 8. Big Fatty! Y'all, it got so nice and cool in there. Y'all, I had the electric camisole going, and y'all just went right to sleep. Oh, what's his name? Wasn't available, Big Fatty. Oh, what's his name? He's tinkering with somebody else. Yes, Big Fatty. And woke up. I don't know. It was around 8 o'clock, 7:30, 8 o'clock. Y'all, the trash truck came, and I was still in the bed, but I was awake, and y'all, so I got up and I had my broth, because y'all had shit on a shingle, you know, the cream chip beef on sourdough toast, and y'all, then I was off. I I was off on my morning nipple walk. Now, y'all, since it was the 1st of December, y'all, I decided I was going to get an accurate count of houses that are decorated here in Fat Acres. Y'all, as of today, 177. Y'all, I think that's up. I think the last one was 130, so y'all, it's really jumped. It's really jumped since the last time I measured. And y'all, then I came back and got me a share. And y'all, I just kind of relaxed around the villa here. Had me a little piece of cheesecake as a little snackette. And y'all, since it's so cold, I'm sure the weather rat is going to proclaim it a soup night. So I've got my soup ready to heat up. And, y'all, then I went out on my second nipple walk and just around the perimeter of Fat Acres. And I have indeed picked up my 10,000 steps. Y'all, by the way, I received word on Monday that my Apple clock had been received by the Apple snack return bin. And y'all, just as I was beginning to record today's little show, I got a message that my refund has been credited to my Apple snack card. And so y'all, that's all taken care of. And now here I am recording the little show. And y'all, that pretty much was my day. Yes, Big Freddy.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Yeah, I gotta see y'all today, the 2th of December, y'all, we have not one, but two celebrations of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, they both used to do little shows, y'all. They are sporadic at best, both of them. Y'all, the first one was introduced to us by that Sarah Davis over there at How Much Do We Love, y'all. It's Dan from the Flat 29. Yes, Big Freddy, the Flat 29 lads. It's true over there in the Ark. Big Freddy, I wonder if Dean Bonnie or Danny Mouse or the Shy Yeti or Alan know the Flat 29 lads. I don't know, but anyway, y'all, Flat 29, y'all, they're just funny. They're just funny. And y'all, then our other celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, you heard him at the beginning of today's little show. He's over there. He puts the P in PNS. Big Freddy. Y'all, it's Patrick. Oh, Big Freddy, we love Patrick Powers. It's true. And y'all, Patrick will sometimes tweet the award shows and things like that. Y'all, it's just, he's very clever and he's very quick-witted, as opposed to you, Big Fatty, nit-witted. Well, that's probably true. So, y'all, if you see Dan from the Flat 29 or Patrick Powers on the 20 or the FaceSpace, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope they both get a big old piece of spotted dick. Big Fatty, I still can't believe that's really cake.
Big Fatty. David F. Blue Jeans Guy, calling in with an answer to your question about the Mercurochrome. You may have already gotten an answer for this, so if nothing else, you'll get some recuperative sleep. Here's the answer about whether or not Mercurochrome is actually still on the market. A person wrote in to the Index Journal in Greenwood, South Kakalaki, back in September the 21st, 2014, and they write, "When I was a kid growing up, the antiseptics of choice for cuts and scrapes were iodine and mercurochrome that left nice brown and red stains." That sounds kind of vulgar. "We still have iodine, but where has all the mercurochrome gone?" Was that a song, "Where Has All the Mercurochrome Gone?" The answer, in case you don't know, mercurochrome is a mercury-containing compound used as an antibacterial antiseptic. My mom kept an abundant supply of mercurochrome around, and a scraped knee or small finger got cut, got a little sting, and turned red with its application. There was even a yellow-green sheen to it. That really sounds vulgar. But no more. Mercurochrome, technically known as merbromin, is off the drugstore shelf. Has it been banned? Well, sort of. The Food and Drug Administration has the responsibility of determining whether or not pharmaceuticals and food additives are safe. With the 1938 Act of Congress, there were hundreds of unchecked products. Products like mercurochrome that had been around for years with seemingly no ill effects were given a generally recognized as safe status. In 1978, the FDA began a review of mercury-containing over-the-counter products. In general, FDA approval requires studies to be done to show a product is safe. This had never been done with mercurochrome. Even though mercurochrome has just a small amount of mercury, mercury poisoning was a consideration. You may recall the recent FDA advisory that warned pregnant women and young children not to eat certain fish because of high mercury levels. To effect testing, the FDA pulled the GRAS status, generally recognized as safe, and classified mercurochrome as a new drug in 1998, which meant that anyone wanting to sell it nationwide had to put it through the rigorous and costly approval process. No one did, and the FDA forbade the sale of mercurochrome across state lines, which effectively killed the product. Mercurochrome will probably never be tested because there are more effective antiseptics such as methylate and Metafem. Whether or not you agree, it was one of those better safe than sorry decisions. Mercury poisoning can harm various body organs.
Big Fatty, why did you hang up on David?
I didn't hang up on David. Big Fatty, why are we still hearing the crickets? Well, anyway, David called back. Yes, Big Fatty?
Lovey, your mechanical cut me off once again. You need to check into that thing because it shouldn't be cutting me off. I mean, you're supposed to fall asleep before it cuts me off. That's just the deal that we have here. So going back to my original answer, whether or not you agree, it was one of those better safe than sorry decisions. Mercury poisoning can harm various body organs. That does sound vulgar. And fetuses. So that's the answer. Now, interestingly enough, when I was doing the Goggle search, I found out that the Lesbitarian Delivery Service has mercurochrome for sale. So you tell me what's what. Is it banned? Is it not? Is it the truth or just a rumor? Didn't you have a segment called that or someone have a segment? There was some little show that had that segment. That's a question. Which little show had this segment? Is it the truth or just a rumor? That's my question. And I guess you probably needed to have played the music, but you can figure it out. Nothing else. Well, anyway, have a good day. Bye.
David, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And I'm putting that recitation up there with the all the Greek classics, the history of mercurochrome. But thank you for looking into that. And anyway, y'all, y'all at the beginning, y'all, by the way, I had to cut out lots of David's pauses to fit it in, so he doesn't really talk that way. But y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard the birthday boy from over there at the PNS. And Patrick, do you have any special traditions you do when you get up on your birthday? Big Fatty, him running to the toilet, I'm sure.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.